بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تعجبك أموالهم ولا أولادهم، إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون.
Verse number 55. So do not be impressed by the wealth and children of these hypocrites, or think it to be something good. The end result of their wealth and children will be grievous. Allah will make them a form of punishment for the hypocrites, causing them difficulty and hardship, and send misfortune through them until Allah takes their souls, while they still disbelieve, and are given an eternal punishment in the lowest depths of the fire of hell.
ويحلفون بالله إنهم لمنكم وما هم منكم ولكنهم قوم يفرقون.
The hypocrites swear to the believers, lying to them, that they are with them when they are secretly not, although they make it look as if they were. But they are a scared people, cowards in fighting, and fear that what happened to the idolaters who were killed and captured will happen to them, so they pretend to be Muslim.
لو يجدون ملجأ أو مغارات أو مدخلا لولوا إليه وهم يجمحون.
If these hypocrites find a shelter, such as a fort, to protect themselves in, or caves in the mountains to hide in, or an underground tunnel they could go into a shelter in, they would rush away immediately.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ.
Verse number 58. Among the hypocrites are those who criticize the messenger for how he distributes charity. If they are given what they want from it, they are happy with the messenger. But if he does not give them what they want from it, they start to complain.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَا اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ سَيُؤْتِينَا اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاغِبُونَ.
Verse number 59. If only these hypocrites who criticize you in the distribution of charity had been pleased with their portion that Allah had assigned for them, and with what the messenger gave them, saying, Allah is sufficient for us and he will grant us more from his grace, and the messenger will also give us from what Allah has given him, and we ask Allah alone to enrich us. Had they said this, it would have been better for them than criticizing the messenger. After the hypocrites blamed the messenger in the distribution of the charity, Allah mentioned the correct avenues in which the obligatory charity should be spent, and who has the right to it, as a means of defending His Messenger.
إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 60. Obligatory charity should be distributed to 1. The poor, those who hardly own anything, and this is not hidden from people either because of the obvious distress of their situation or because of what they tell people about their problems. 2. The needy who have some money from working, but not enough for them to live well, whose situation is not drawn attention to. 3. Those employed and sent by the Imam to collect it. 4. Disbelievers as a sign of friendship, in order to bring them closer to Islam, and those of weak faith, so as to strengthen their faith and prevent evil. 5. Freeing captives. 6. People in debt, who find themselves in debt due to reasonable conditions and not because of extravagance, if they cannot find a way of repaying their debts. 7. Those striving for the sake of Allah. 8. The traveler who has run out of money. Limiting the distribution of zakat to these people is a duty established by Allah. Allah know what is in the best interests of His servants, wise in His planning and lawmaking.
وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنٌ قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Verse number 61. Among the hypocrites are those who heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, through their words, saying, because of his great kindness, that he listens to everyone and believes whatever they say, and does not distinguish between what is true and what is not. The Messenger, peace be upon him, is told to say to them that he only listens to what is best for them. He has faith in Allah and believes what the believers tell him. Those who harm the Messenger, peace be upon him, in any way, will receive a painful punishment. Beneficial points. 1. Wealth and children can be reasons for suffering in this world and for suffering in the afterlife, so the believers should treat them in a way that is pleasing to Allah in order to gain salvation through them. 2. A believer should make his desires in accordance to what is pleasing to Allah. 3. Had all the wealthy Muslims paid their obligatory charity, there would not remain a single poor person, and there would be enough wealth whereby the frontiers could be defended and the enemies of Islam fought, and whereby many matters of the religion may have been rectified. 4. Zakat is given for distribution by those in charge of society, who make decisions about the needs of the different categories of people and the money available for that. 5. Harming the Messenger, peace be upon him, in a way related to his message is disbelief, which leads to a serious punishment. 6. The believer should listen to what is good and not listen to what is evil. In other words, he should be keen to listen to what is beneficial and good, and turn away from listening to what is sinful and corrupt.
يحلفون بالله لكم ليرضوكم والله ورسوله أحق أن يرضوه إن كانوا مؤمنين.
Verse number 62. The hypocrites swear by Allah to you, O believers, that they did not say anything to hurt the Prophet, peace be upon him. They do this so that you may become pleased with them, but Allah and His Messenger are more deserving of being pleased by their accepting faith and performing good actions if they are truly believers.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ مَنْ يحادد الله ورسوله فأن له نار جهنم خالدا فيها ذلك الخزي العظيم.
Verse number 63. Do these hypocrites not know that by their doing such actions they are opposing Allah and His Messenger, and that whoever opposes Allah and His Messenger will enter the fire of hell on the day of judgment to live there eternally? That is the worst disgrace and humiliation.
يحذر المنافقون أن تنزل عليهم سورة تنبئهم بما في قلوبهم قل استهزئوا إن الله مخرج ما تحذرون.
Verse number 64. The hypocrites are afraid of Allah will reveal a surah to His Messenger that will inform the believers about the disbelief that they conceal. Say, O Messenger, continue, O hypocrites, mocking and poking fun. Allah will unveil what you are afraid of by revealing a surah or by informing His Messenger about the truth of your case.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 65. If you, O Messenger, ask the hypocrites about the insult they used against the believers after Allah informs you of it, they will say, "We were just joking when we said that, and we were not serious." Say, O Messenger, is it Allah, His verses, and His Messenger that you are making fun of?
لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم إن نعفو عن طائفة منكم نعذب طائفة بأنهم كانوا مجرمين.
Verse number 66. Do not present these false excuses, O hypocrites. You have exposed your disbelief, which was hidden by making fun. If I were to pardon a group from among you, when they leave their hypocrisy and repent from it by sincerely repenting to Allah, I will punish another group from among you due to their remaining in hypocrisy and their failure to repent from it.
المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون.
Verse number 67. The hypocrites, men and women, are all the same with respect to their states of hypocrisy. They are not like the believers, because they call to evil and prohibit good. They are also miserly with their wealth, and do not spend it in Allah's path. They turned away from Allah and were unmindful of Him, and they only remember Allah a little. Allah therefore left them out of His mercy. The hypocrites are the one who deviate from following Allah and the path of truth by going towards sin and the path of misguidance.
وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها هي حسبهم ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم.
Verse number 68. Allah has promised the hypocrites and the disbelievers who do not repent that He will make them enter the fire of hell to live there eternally. It is a sufficient punishment for them. Allah has distanced them from His mercy, and for them is an everlasting punishment. Beneficial points. 1. The hypocrites committed many bad actions, including their willingness to take false oaths, opposition to Allah and His Messenger, making fun of the Quran, the Prophet, and the believers, being afraid that a surah would be revealed in the Quran exposing their reality and making their excuses that they were only joking and playing around when they were insulting the religion. Such excuses proved they were guilty of disbelief, and the excuse was worse than the offense itself. 2. Joking about Islam or any of its laws is never acceptable, and speaking in such a manner about Allah's book, His messengers, and His attributes is considered disbelief. 3. Repentance from hypocrisy or disbelief is accepted by Allah. Whoever repents shall be pardoned, but whoever persists in disbelief or hypocrisy shall be punished in hell.